ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। We are opposite the ancient temple of Bhagavan Narasimha Swami.
Bhagavan Narasimha Swami udaiya palamiyana kovilukku edhirla nam irukkom.
Narasimha Swami is the avatar of Vishnu who appeared from a pillar.
Narasimha Swami indra ellarkum theriyum thoonla irundhu thondriyavar.
Krishna, although he's the Supreme Lord in his Leela, he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki.
Krishna mulamudar kadavula irundhalum avarude leelaiyaga Vasudeva Devakiyude mudalvara thonidar.
Vamana is the son of Kashyap and Aditi.
Vamana vandha Kashyapaarukku Didikku magana thonidar.
Ramachandra is the son of Dasharath and Kausalya.
Ramachandra Dasharatharukkum Kausalyaarukkum mudalvara thonidar.
And Narasimha is appeared from a pillar. Half man and half lion. That's what's meant by Narahari.
Narahari abina paadi singam paadi manidha.
Nara means man.
Nara abina manidhan.
And the Hari means the Supreme Lord.
Hari abina mulamudar kadavul.
But another meaning of the word, there are several meanings. One meaning of the word Hari is a lion.
Pala arthangal irukkirukku. Adha innoru artham Hari abina singathai koikkirukku.
So Narahari means man lion.
Narahari abina manidhanum singamum.
So Narahari, he ripped to pieces Hiranyakashipu.
Narahari
So we are sitting opposite the temple of the self-manifested Swayambhu form of Narasimha. And in that temple, every day, as has been going on for hundreds of years, the puja archana of Sri Narasimha Swami continues.
Narasimha Swami udaiya andha poojagal archanagal ellam nootru kanakana varudangala inge thodarndhu nadandhukonde irukku.
And here we are chanting Hare Krishna.
Inge nama Hare Krishna paadikittu irukkom.
It's the same objective.
Inge kurikol onne dhaan.
Vishnu bhakti.
Vishnu bhakti.
And in between there is the road.
Rendukku naduvile oru road irukku, saalai irukku.
And so many vehicles are coming and going.
Neriya vaaganangal adhula vandu poyittu irukku.
Especially in Namakkal there are many trucks carrying eggs from place to place.
Kurippa Namakkalle neriya lorigalle muttaigala thookittu povarudhu oru edathila irundhu innoru edathukku.
And so many people are going past on their daily business, going here and there.
நிறைய மக்கள் இந்த சாலையில அவங்களோட வியாபாரத்துக்காகவும் அங்கே இங்கே போயிட்டு வந்துட்டே இருக்காங்க.
And probably most of them, as they go past, they never think of Narasimha Swami.
அதிகபட்சமானவர்கள் இந்த பகுதியில கடந்து போகும்போது நரசிம்ம சுவாமியை அவங்க நினைவு கொள்வாங்கன்றது சொல்ல முடியாது.
And they probably have very little idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who introduced this chanting of Hare Krishna.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா உச்சாரணத்தை அறிமுகப்படுத்தின சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு பற்றின கருத்தும் உங்களுக்கு எதுவும் இருக்கிறதுக்கு வாய்ப்புண்டு.
So the temple of Narasimha Swami, that is a symbol of the, or that is representative of the ancient spiritual culture of India.
இங்கே கூட இந்த நரசிம்ஹ சுவாமி கோயிலானது பாரம்பரியமான இந்திய கலாச்சாரத்தை பிரதிநிதிக்கக்கூடியதா இருக்கு.
And the vehicles going past with eggs are representative of the modern demoniac materialistic culture of India.
இந்த சாலையில முட்டைகளை தாங்கி செல்லக்கூடிய அந்த லாரிகள் எல்லாம் நவீன அசுரத்தனமான பௌதிகமான இந்தியாவை பிரதிநிதிக்கக்கூடியதா இருக்கு.
Previously, people used to know that the real purpose of life is spiritual advancement.
முற்காலத்தில் மக்களுக்கு தெரிந்த விஷயம் என்னன்னா உண்மையான வாழ்க்கையினுடைய குறிக்கோள் ஆன்மீக முன்னேற்றம்ன்றது.
And for that they would be prepared to fast and undergo various austerities.
அதுக்காக அவங்க சாப்பிடாம இருக்கிறது, விரதம் இருக்கிறது, அல்லது கடுமையான தவம் புரிகிறது போன்ற செயல்களில் ஈடுபடுவாங்க.
They knew that the body is not important, the soul is important.
அவங்களுக்கு தெரியும் உடல் முக்கியமானது அல்ல, ஆத்மா முக்கியமானது.
But now people are completely in ignorance.
ஆனா இப்போ மக்கள் முழுக்க அறியாமையில் இருக்காங்க.
And they think the body is important.
அவங்க நினைக்கிறாங்க உடல் தான் முக்கியமானதுன்னு.
So let us eat lots of eggs, then we can have a big strong body.
அதனால நம்ம நிறைய முட்டை சாப்பிட்டு ரொம்ப பெரிய பலமான உடல் நமக்கு வேணும் அப்படினு நினைக்கிறாங்க.
And then we can enjoy sex better.
அதன் மூலமா நாம பாலுறவு அதிகமா அனுபவிக்கலாம்னு நினைக்கிறாங்க.
So this is the demoniac way of life.
இது அசுரத்தனமான வாழ்க்கை முறை.
And people in the demoniac consciousness, they think, what is the use of all these temples?
அசுரத்தனமான மனப்பான்மையில் இருக்கக்கூடிய மக்கள் நினைப்பாங்க இந்த கோயில்லாம் இருந்து என்னதான் பிரயோஜனம்.
As I have heard, when the first Prime Minister of India, he visited Trichy, and he was told there's this great ancient temple just next door, just close by at Sri Rangam. He said, why is so much space being used for a temple? Better to use it for a factory.
நான் கேள்விப்பட்ட ஒரு விஷயம், இந்தியாவுடைய முதல் பிரதமர் திருச்சிக்கு விஜயம் செய்திருந்த போது திருச்சி பக்கத்திலே ஒரு பெரிய பழமையான கோயில் இருக்கு, எதுக்காக கோயிலுக்காக இவ்வளவு பெரிய இடத்தை வந்து உபயோகப்படுத்தணும், இது எல்லாத்தையும் தொழிற்சாலை ஆகுங்க இந்த இடத்தை
அப்படின்னாரு. One of his sayings is that the factories, this is modern life. One of his sayings is that the factories and dams will be the temples of modern India.
அவர் சொன்னது என்னன்னா, நீர்த்தேக்கங்கள், நீர்த்தேக்கங்களுக்காக இருக்கக்கூடிய அணைகள் மற்றும் தொழிற்சாலைகள் தான் நவீன
And sometimes they call the factory Shram Mandir, a temple of work, hard work. According to the saying that work is worship. But this is all a distortion of the actual spiritual truths.
ஆனா இதெல்லாம் உண்மையான ஆன்மீகத்தினுடைய திசை திருப்பி இருக்கக்கூடிய தெரிந்து போன எண்ணங்கள்.
Mandir is meant for worshipping the Supreme Lord.
Mandir அப்படின்னா முழுமுதல் கடவுளை வழிபடுறதுக்காக இருக்கணும்.
A factory can never be compared to a temple. Sometimes they say Vidya Mandir for a school which teaches how to forget Bhagavan. The whole education is based on the idea that you have to work hard, then you can get a degree, get a job, and then you can live happily. But the real vidya, real knowledge is in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches that there is no real happiness in this material world at all. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Real knowledge means to see that at every moment we are afflicted by the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. But teaching Bhagavad Gita is not allowed in the schools. Because they want to develop the economy. So they can make good money by selling eggs and other sinful items. This is not vidya. Real vidya means to understand what is our real necessity. Study hard. Then you can get a good job. Then you can earn money. And then what happens? Well, if you have good money, then you can retire comfortably. And then what happens? Well, if you have enough money, then you can have a good function at your desk. But then what happens to you? But they don't teach this. They say, oh, this worship in the temple, there's no need for this. This is just something stupid. But the materialistic people are stupid. But it is the materialistic people who are stupid. Because they're working so hard, but they never think what happens after death. They never even think about it. Isn't that stupid? Just like if you make all arrangements for your welfare just for one day and you never think about the next day, that's foolish. But if you make, so in the same way, if you make all arrangements only for this life and you never even consider what happens after that, that is foolish. That is like a child. A child can only think in terms of immediate interest. But an experienced person thinks in terms of the long term. But why do we stop thinking about our interest at the point of death? Because death is only the end of this body. But we, Atma, continue to exist. So this modern civilization is based on foolishness. But actually the temples, people, they go for darshan. But temples are meant not only for darshan, but for giving spiritual knowledge.
ஆனா கோயில்கள் அப்படின்னா வெறும் தரிசனத்துக்கான இடமா மட்டும் இருக்கக்கூடாது, உண்மையான அறிவை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய இடமா இருக்கணும்.
So the one of the main functions of this Krishna conscious movement is to give spiritual knowledge. In modern society they've made so many complex arrangements. They've organized poultry farms and then sending the eggs here and there.
கோழி பண்ணைகள் இருக்கிறாங்க, அந்த முட்டைகளை அங்கே இங்கே அனுப்பிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
They take the children every day 40 kilometers to the school and then take them back.
ஒவ்வொரு நாளும் 40 கிலோமீட்டர் தூரத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய பள்ளிக்கூடத்துக்கு குழந்தைகளை கொண்டு வராங்க, மறுபடியும் கொண்டு போய் விடுறாங்க.
Very complex society with all kinds of arrangements.
எல்லா வகையான ஏற்பாடுகளையும் செய்து ரொம்ப சிக்கலான ஒரு சமுதாயத்தை உருவாக்கிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
But there's no arrangement to teach us what is our real highest and most essential necessity.
ana unmaiye namakku rombavum avasiyamaane theviyana unmaiyana miga uyartha vishayam enna endra podikkaradhukku endha yerpaadum kedaiyadhu.
Just as we were driving, I saw a sticker on the back of a car: Jesus is the answer. The answer.
இப்போ நாங்க வாகனத்துல வந்துட்டு இருக்கும் போது ஒரு காரோட பின்பகுதியில் இயேசுவே பதில் அப்படின்ற மாதிரி ஒரு வாசகம் எழுதப்பட்டிருந்தது.
But what is the question?
அப்ப கேள்வி என்ன? இயேசு தான் பதில் அப்படினா கேள்வி என்ன?
They don't know what the question is, then how are you going to give an answer?
இப்ப கேள்வி என்னன்னு தெரியலன்னு போது எப்படி நீங்க பதில் கொடுப்பீங்க?
But Vedanta begins by asking the right question.
ana vedanta appadiyathu oru sariyana kelvi kekkradha moolama thodangudhu.
Athato brahma jignyasa,
adha athato brahma jignyasa.
We should inquire into the nature of reality.
Idha yadarthamaya unmaiyudaiya unmai nilai enna appadiyathu pathi nam visarikkalam.
Who are we?
Nama yaar?
Who is God?
கடவுள் யார்?
How can we achieve, what is our ultimate benefit?
நம்முடைய இறுதி நன்மை என்ன?
So without even asking these questions, if we say I'm a Christian, no, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, it's all meaningless.
இப்ப இந்த கேள்விகளை கேட்காம இத புரிந்து கொள்ளாம பெருமை நான் இந்து, நான் கிறிஸ்தவன், நான் இஸ்லாமியன் அப்படி சொல்லிட்டானா அது எல்லாமே பிரயோஜனம் இல்லாதது, அர்த்தம் இல்லாதது.
It's all different phases of ignorance.
இது எல்லாமே அறியாமையினுடைய வேறுபட்ட வெளிப்பாடுகள்.
First we should understand who we are. This is called self realization.
முதல்ல நம்ம யார் அப்படிங்கறத புரிந்து கொள்ளணும், அதுக்கு பேர் தன்னை அறிதல்.
So the real question is brahma jignasa, what is the nature of reality?
அதாவது உண்மையான கேள்வி அப்படினா brahma jignasa, உண்மையான நிலை என்ன அப்படிங்கறத புரிந்து கொள்றது.
Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship?
நான் யார்? கடவுள் யார்? நம்முடைய உறவு என்ன?
Without knowing this, in the name of religion, we just cultivate some absurd ideas.
இது புரிந்து கொள்ளாம மதம்ன்ற பேர்ல ஏதோ மனம் போன போக்குல ஏதோ ஒரு கருத்துக்களை வந்து நம்ம புரிஞ்சிட்டு இருக்கோம்.
In Christianity, at least as I was taught Christianity in my childhood, there's no idea of what is the soul.
கிறிஸ்தவ மதத்துல எனக்கு வந்து என்ன சொல்லிக் கொடுத்தாங்கன்னா ஆத்மா அப்படின்றத பத்தி எந்த ஒரு கருத்துமே அவங்களுக்கு தெரியாது.
They think that the person is the body.
அவங்க என்ன நினைக்கிறாங்க, ஒரு நபர் அப்படின்னா அந்த உடல் தான்.
And that Jesus will come and then he'll revive your body and you'll go on in the same body eternally.
இயேசு வருவார், உங்க மறுபடியும் இந்த உடலையே உயிர்ப்பிப்பார், நீங்க மறுபடியும் அப்படியே வாழ்ந்துட்டு இருப்பீங்க.
That's why the Catholics, they only bury the body, they don't burn it. You say you have to, the body has to stay like that so when Jesus comes he can revive it even though it's already rotted away.
அதனாலதான் இந்த கத்தோலிக்க கிறிஸ்தவர்கள் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா உடலை புதைச்சு இருப்பாங்க.
It's a very foolish idea. The body is only chemicals.
It
comes into being and it dies. Atma is eternal. Bhagavan is eternal. This idea also that they killed Jesus is God and they killed him. But you can't kill God. We have an eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. We have an eternal spiritual body that is composed of Satchit Ananda, eternity, consciousness and bliss. So all these points are to be understood. Spiritual education is required. The foolish materialists, they say that Vishnu Bhakti is foolishness. They say that we can't believe all these things. That half man, half lion came out of a pillar. They say we believe in science. But how has the world come into existence? So we can give the very good reply that it has come from Bhagavan. They will say, well, that's not scientific. According to science, there was nothing, and then there was nothing exploded, and then everything came into being. It's called the Big Bang Theory. It's orthodox science. It makes no sense whatsoever. There was absolutely nothing. Nothing exploded. And then everything fell complete. Everything's in complete order. And they say, it's science. You say, can you prove it? They say, science, we prove. Everything is proven. Can you prove it? Of course they can't prove
it.
They just believe. They believe because the scientists say so. Sri Scientist Uvacha. Because the scientists say they believe it. But the scientists' theories change all the time. Which just goes to show they don't know what they don't know. It's not knowledge. It's just one theory after another. That's all. They just change their mind all the time. Whereas the knowledge of how the universe has manifested from Vishnu, that knowledge has been accepted generation after generation for thousands of years by all the great, highly intelligent people. So in the modern age, people are very proud that we're very advanced. But they know nothing about the actually important subject, that is Atma Jnana. And Paramatma Jnana. which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. So we want to give this knowledge which is practically banned in modern society. Hiranyakashipu wanted his son to learn how to be a educated fool. But Prahlad resisted. He did not accept the demoniac education that was given to him. He always remained fixed in Krishna bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. This hearing about Vishnu, Krishna. Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, chanting about Krishna.
Krishna Kirtanam, Krishna Namata Vicharikarade.
Smaranam, remembering Krishna.
Smaranam, Krishna Nenevai Kodrade.
Then Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Swaranam, Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna as Lakshmi does.
Lakshmi Devi,
then Archanam. You all know the word Archanam. They all know it? Tamil word? Yeah. Archanam. Vandanam. They know that word? They know that word also? Vandanam. Archanam, Vandanam. Dasyam.
Sakyam.
Being a friend of Krishna. And Atma Nivedanam, which Sri Ramanuja, he, in his sampradaya, generally the word is used, Prapatti. Itipung Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktis Chainavalakshanam. These nine forms of activities offered to Vishnu. Creator Bhagavatya Tatan Manye Dhita Mutamam. Prahlad Maharaj says, these activities, this is the best education.
Prahlad Maharaj Sundar, in the Mariana Sail Gartha, Umayana Kalvi, Saranda Kalvi.
So we want to give this knowledge. This is real knowledge. This Kali Yuga type of civilization will come and go, but the worship of Narasimha, the worship of Krishna, that will continue. So many civilizations have come and gone. In South India was very famous at one time, the Vijayanagara kingdom. Then in the area that is now called Tamil Nadu, there were the Cholas, the Pallavas, the Pandyas. Now it's the Jayalalitas. Oops, all these people, they come and go, but Narasimha remains. Namaste. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pray every day as he would enter the temple of Jagannath. He would go past the temple of Narasimha Dev.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannathurudaiya Thirukoyilukkulla nulayathukku munnadi Narasimha Devarudaiya koyile kadandhu povar.
And he would pray, Namaste Narasimhaya. You can all understand, offering obeisance to Narasimha.
அவர் எப்படி பிரார்த்திப்பார்னா நமஸ்தே நரசிம்ம நரசிம்மருக்கு அவருடைய பிரார்த்தனைகளை முன்வைக்கிறார்.
பிரஹ்லாத ஹ்லாத தாயினர். Prahlad is a name which was given by Hiranyakashipu to Prahlad, to his son. Means one who is very happy. So Hiranyakashipu thought that Prahlad would be very happy in being a demon like him. But Hiranyakashipu himself was never happy. Despite having all power and all indulgence in sense gratification. But Prahlad was and is actually happy. Because Narasimha Dev is Prahlad Ahlada Dayan, the one who gives happiness to Prahlad. The chest of Hiranyakashipu is hard like a stone. So hard that even the thunderbolt of Indra, Hiranyakashipu just laugh at it. But the nails of Narasimha are like a chisel which pierce the chest of Hiranyakashipu. So the devotee prays, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed like this, here is Narasimha. There is Narasimha. Wherever I go, there is Narasimha. Narasimha is with me. Narasimha is outside. Narasimha is in our heart. I surrender to Narasimha, who is the original personality of Godhead. I take full shelter in him. So we're doing that. And we're teaching others to do that. By studying the books of Srila Prabhupada, who has presented this science of Krishna consciousness in the modern age. And by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah, I can also do a little Tamil translation. There's one thing I can translate into Tamil. First I'll say it in English. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now I'll say it in Tamil. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Whatever language you say, you can put in there Hare Krishna mantra, then your language becomes perfect. Hare Krishna, Jai Narasimha Dev, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. Yes, I have any questions. Any doubt? Sandeha. Sanskrit. Sandeha. It's the most common word in Bengali for doubt. In Hindi they say shanka. Most common word.
Say Krishna is everywhere. The according Kailash and Manasarovar is Shiva is there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there Krishna also there?
Yes.
Angi Krishna Rabirkar.
Shiva in the Shiva temple in Kailash, Krishna is also there. If Krishna wasn't there, then Shiva wouldn't go there because he's a great devotee of Krishna. Vishnu means one who is everywhere. And Shiva means who's auspicious. Shiva is always in meditation. He becomes auspicious by always thinking of Vishnu. So you can also become Shiva if you always think of Krishna. That doesn't mean that you'll become the husband of Parvati. But you can become auspicious. That's the meaning of Shivoham. Shivoham doesn't mean that you become Mahadev and the husband of Parvati. It doesn't mean that. That means you chant Hare Krishna and surrender to Krishna, then your life becomes Shiva, becomes auspicious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.